Welcome in. Food Time is on the air. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. Of course, we're talking grilling today. Are you kidding me? We could lose our broadcast licenses if we don't do that. Every show is talking about grilling. We do it with our pal Jamie Previance, cookbook author, grill master with Weber. Jamie, welcome back, my friend. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Dean. Always good to be with you.
This is like your big weekend. This is like April 15th for accountants for you, isn't it? Just before the Memorial Day weekend.
It is the official beginning of the grilling season, although, as I'm sure you know, for me, it's a year-round endeavor, so this is just another good weekend for grilling.
I try to make it as year-round as possible. Sometimes Chicago weather gets in my way. But I guess that separates the men from the boys. The real men are out there, even if it's cold and snowing. I know. Yesterday I spent part of my day, and I gave my grill the cleaning of its life yesterday. Just
well done.
Scraping, cleaning, spraying. As I said earlier, you could eat off that thing right now. It's so clean.
Good for you. So you're done. I mean, that really should be it for the rest of the year, besides just, you know, brushing the grates after each cook.
Right. Yeah. Unless I'm super sloppy for some reason, I think I should be set for the year. And I encourage everybody, if you haven't done your grill maintenance, I mean, it's important, you know, from a cleanliness standpoint, but a safety standpoint as well, right?
Right. If you've got a lot of crud in there, you've got grease and carbon lining the inside of your grill, when that gets hot and juice and fat drip down onto that, it's likely to create some flare-ups, which can be a little dangerous, and it doesn't really improve the flavor of your food. So I commend you. I encourage everyone else to get in there and, you know, scrape that stuff off. Weber has those bars over the gas burners that are great at creating smoke, but if you've got a lot of stuff on there, you want to scrape that off with a putty knife or something, and that way you're going to get that beautiful aromatic outdoor smoke as opposed to just a grease fire.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got a good tip from when I got the current grill that I have now. The person who put it together for me, you know, was giving me tips on, you know, the maintenance of it and so forth. And I know a lot of people use the putty knives. What he told me was go out, spend about $1.50 and buy some wood shims. And those are fantastic for, you know, scraping all the stuff away.
Yeah.
And you just throw them away. You're done with them. And it, you know, you throw a pair of rubber gloves on, boom, 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 you're done in no time.
Right. Great. Good idea.
So I'll be over to, you know, do anyone's grill. I'm the expert on that. On that now, anyone that needs some help with that, I'm happy to do it. What other kind of prep should people be doing on their grills? So this is for gas grills that we're talking about, cleaning them out. One of the nice things about the old-fashioned kettles, you really don't have to do all that. It pretty much burns everything gets burnt out on the charcoal, right?
Yes, fire is the great purifier, so that's pretty much all you need to do. You want to make sure that there isn't any old ash that's sort of caked on the bottom of the kettle. Those vents on the bottom are really important for keeping a good fire. So you might have to get in there and scrape those out. But then you just light the thing up with a bunch of charcoal, put the lid on, let it get super hot, and then brush it clean with a good brass bristle brush, and you're pretty much good to go.
Now, what about the cooking grills themselves? There's no need to run those through the dishwasher, you know, really scrape those down. Because you want those seasoned a little bit, don't you?
Right. You want that. It sort of creates that nonstick quality on it. So, no, don't run it through the dishwasher. A little bit of hot, soapy water, maybe at the beginning of the season, if it's really dirty, is a good idea. But then the fire is going to do the best thing. And I usually do both sides. So I'll get the fire really hot, brush one side, flip the grate over, let that get hot, and then get the other side. Because sometimes things get hidden back there on the other side.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought of that, of doing that on the backside, flipping them over and doing them on the backside. Looks like I have a little more cleaning to do today.
Oh. I hope you're going to do some grilling, too.
At some point, I'm planning on getting some food on that grill.
Okay, good.
I'm just being like the complete grill nerd right now of, you know, getting it set for the season. And I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you before. I mean, for years and years, I just had the good old-fashioned, you know, wooden-handled brush, you know, to clean the grill, and mm-hmm. and that was fine. And then last year, somebody told me about this new thing called the Grill Daddy. Have you heard about the Grill Daddy brush?
Yes, you told me about this last time. It's hilarious.
This is it's a steel brush, but has you fill it up with water. The handle gets filled up with water. And then you turn it on, and it steam cleans your grill while you're brushing it. It was my first summer with it last year. You know, it was like the summer of 42 for me. You know, my first year with my new love on the grill. The greatest thing ever. Anyway, let's...
I think it's funny. The lengths that people will go to for convenience. For me, a little elbow grease and a good bristle brush will do the job. But, you know, boys and their toys, they like to have some new gadgets.
Again, that's what separates the men from the boys, Jamie. there's the difference. I like to see some steam coming off of that thing while I'm doing it. It's crazy.
All right.
So hit us up with some good recipes, something that really will make a big splash. You have this new cookbook that's out called Weber's Greatest Hits. And just when I think Weber can't possibly come up with another cookbook, because there have been so many and so many great ones, you top yourselves again this year with this new book.
Well, thank you. It is a great book because of the recipes. As you know, I've been doing this a long time. I've developed now over 2,500 recipes. And what we wanted to do with this book is just put the very best ones in one place. So we did a survey. We asked Weber fans, what are your favorites? And that's the book. It's all the top-rated, fully vetted best recipes for every category, appetizers, entrees, desserts. So it's really nice. You can just open it up and pick any one, and you know that a lot of other people have tried it and really liked it. So you asked about a particular recipe. You know, I have this ribeye steak recipe on my mind right now, being that it's Memorial Day. One of the recipes in the book is called Oorah Combat Steak, and there's a little bit of a short story. I'll tell it very quickly. We did a steak grilling competition among Marines, and basically the winning Marine recipe is this ribeye, which is pretty simple. It's just a bone-in ribeye steak. I mean, that's really key. Nice, thick one that you season beautifully, and then grill it properly, and the recipe obviously tells you how to do that. But the way he finishes it, this is from Colonel Stuart Navarre in Camp Pendleton in California. He puts a skillet right on the grill, a cast iron skillet usually. Throws some butter in there with some mushrooms and some garlic, lets those cook down for a while. Throws in a couple of glugs of red wine, lets that reduce down. Finishes it with a little more butter. Spoons those mushrooms over the grilled steak. And then finishes with some crumbled blue cheese.
Oh, man.
And I want to tell you... You know, it is hearty and gratifying and just thoroughly delicious. And
yeah.
I'm sort of thinking of it as sort of patriotic because it comes from this great, you know, military man.
Patriotic in that sense, but you've got the red of the red meat. You know, mushrooms can be white, and the blue cheese. So you've got
the
little red, white, and blue going on there as well.
I'm going to stand up and salute my steak.
Doesn't everyone do that? Every steak that they take off the grill? Today is National Burger Day also. Give me a couple of variations. I mean, you know, obviously a burger, a cheeseburger on the grill, everyone pretty much should know how to do that. But give me the basics, and then... Give me like a special Jamie Previance burger.
Okay, well, we've got Weber's Ideal Cheeseburger, which has been refined a lot through the years. And I think it's just the right balance of ingredients. I believe in seasoning the meat before you make the patty with Worcestershire sauce and, you know, Dijon mustard and things like that. I think it makes a difference. And then it's really important that you don't pack the patty too tight. I think a lot of people tend to compress it way, way down. Mm-hmm. And you can never uncompress it. You can never get it to be that light, airy, juicy quality of a great burger. And then the big thing is to put it down on the grill and just don't touch it. You know, let it go for at least 3 minutes or so, because you want to develop a crust on the outside. If you try to fiddle with it too early, you're probably going to tear that crust that's beginning to develop. Burger might fall apart. It just won't work out as well. So turn it just once, and then, you know, put your cheese of choice on there, toast your buns or not, your condiments. Everyone's got their own thing. There's a couple of variations. So I have an open-faced Tex-Mex burger, which is kind of fun, on Texas toast with some, you know, a salsa on there and a little bit of sour cream down on the toast. There's also a bacon and egg burger with cheddar cheese. It's kind of breakfast on a burger,
right.
Which is really nice.
Egg on a burger now is super popular right now.
Yeah. Egg on pretty much anything is popular. You can put it on a steak. You can put it on a chicken breast. You know, when that yolk is really nice and moist, it breaks open and sort of spills over like a faux hollandaise sauce all over your burger.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Yeah.
When you're doing the burger on the grill, do you do it over direct heat or indirect, so you don't, you know, burn up the outside and the inside of the burger is still raw?
Right. I do it over direct almost always, but the key is not too high. You don't want really high heat. So medium, if you've got a thermometer on your grill, it's usually 350 to 400 degrees.
Okay.
And not too thick. If it's super thick, you're right. You're going to burn the outside before the inside's done. So maybe somewhere between 3/4 of an inch to an inch. It takes probably 8 to 10 minutes max. If your lid is down, that's another real key, is keeping the lid down so that you're cooking not only from below, but you're getting a little heat reflecting off of the top. You're also trapping the smoke that develops, and that's going to make the burger taste better. And the bars of the grate are a little bit hotter, so you're going to develop your crust even better.
Yeah, let me take a quick quick break.
It sounds so simple, but there really are some keys that a lot of people overlook, and I'm here to help.
Yeah, well, you know, the number one thing that you said, you know, you see people all the time when they're doing burgers on the grill with the spatula squeezing all the moisture, you know, pushing it down, thinking they're helping the cooking process, and really they're just making it drier. More with Jamie Previance from Weber. His brand new cookbook is called Weber's Greatest Hits. We'll be back with you at 312-981-7200 after this. Talking grilling today with Jamie Previance, the author of the new Weber cookbook, Weber's Greatest Hits. 312-981-7200. Chuck, you are on the air with Jamie Previance. Hi. Go right ahead, Chuck.
Good morning. I want to know how you took loin lamb chops. Inches and a half, 2 inches loin lamb chops in the grill.
Okay. Jamie, what do you think?
Loin lamb chops, one of my favorite. So they've got so much flavor in it, you know, inherently, that I think they just need a little bit of salt and pepper. I cook them on direct medium heat, kind of like the burger, you know, if they're at least an inch thick. And if they're thicker than that, I tend to sear them first over direct heat and then finish them over indirect.
Uh-huh.
So I don't overcook the outside.
Okay.
You know what I really like with those is a salsa verde. Mm. So basically it's like a pesto, but it's got a little bit of stuff in it, maybe some capers, a little bit of anchovy if you like. And it's just a nice dressing that you can pour over the lamb. It's hearty like the lamb itself. Fantastic.
I've got some lamb chops marinating in my fridge right now. Olive oil, lemon juice, oregano, salt, pepper, tiny bit of garlic, and I'm going to cook them the way you just told me to.
Beautiful.
Good stuff.
Here's
a text. How intimidating would it be to have Jamie Previance at your barbecue while you're cooking something? I just bought a new Weber Genesis gas grill. Do I have to season the cooking grates at all before I use it? From Donna in Oak Lawn.
No. Short answer, you do not. They will, over time, sort of season themselves. So you just get in there and start cooking.
Simple enough. Someone's asking me, where do you get wood shims that I talked about cleaning the grill? Any, you know, like a Home Depot, Menards, hardware store, they all sell them. The wood, they're sort of angled pieces of wood that you can use, and they're so simple to clean the grill. Super cheap, super simple and easy. Someone asking for a dessert recipe on the grill.
Ah, must be a true grill master. I can tell. If somebody can do appetizers, entrees, and desserts, they're master status. So one of my favorites is a grilled pineapple upside down cake.
Ooh.
Where you take slices of pineapple and you grill them by themselves first. Then you put them in a skillet. You make a little batter. You pour that over. You put the whole thing back on the grill over indirect heat, close the lid. It's basically working like an oven now. You bake your cake, essentially. And then there is the ta-da moment where you pull this thing off of the grill. You invert the whole thing onto a platter. And you want to gather your friends around and get ready to take on the applause because this thing just looks sensational.
Yeah, you turn it
with the grilled pineapple now up on top.
Yeah.
You serve that with whipped cream or maybe some ice cream. And, yeah, there are a lot of pats on the back for that one.
Oh, that sounds amazing. People want to get more information about the book. It's called Weber's Greatest Hits. More recipes, more, you know, information. Jamie, what's the best way to get that?
Well, actually, that upside-down cake recipe and a bunch of other ones are on greatesthits.weber.com.
Greatesthits.weber.com. All right, very good. And there's tons of information, I know, at weber.com. Jamie Provines, cookbook author, grill master. Jamie, always great to talk to you. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean. Have a great time.
Thank you very much.